Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's, of course, from Mr. Mayor to Drunk Uncle, which it's because I had drunkles. I had such a
Who
huge...
sat at the table and said whatever they liked.
Oh, my God. I remember my father's eyes getting big when I referred to him as Uncle Bigot. And because he looked at me, and he was right, and I feel kind of bad now because I acted so indignant. But he goes, I'd get that one drug tested, Bill. That's the absolute truth. I was mad. I'm like, ixnay on the UGG test track. What the hell's wrong with you, man? But he's got a brand new adult cartoon called The Pole about Santa, and it's going to break some hearts, man.
Born January 31st in Eastchester, New York. A graduate of the University of Connecticut, he worked with the famed Upright Citizens Brigade Improv Troupe, appearing at the Montreal Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, and logging appearances on Conan O'Brien before landing as a cast member for 9 seasons on Saturday Night Live. You can see him every week on the NBC series, Mr. Mayor. And tonight, you can see the debut of the new sci-fi adult animated series, The Pole. Please welcome, Bobby Moynihan.
Bobby Moynihan, how are you, my friend?
Good morning. What a fantastic intro.
What a fantastic career you've been having. I got to tell you, like, we were talking about the fact that anybody who's ever had a good drunk uncle, which I hope everybody has, you know, he's the guy who'll say something.
That joke is amazing, by the way, that I'm stealing that if I ever do drunk uncle again.
That absolutely is 100% true, and it's all yours. I was just like,
yeah, it's great.
Oh, it was so much fun. God bless him, man. He passed away. And then I had another drunkle who was a cooler drunkle, and he was the smoother scotch drinking, great piece of advice, slip you a $20 bill uncle.
Oh, that's much better. Much better to have than racist alcoholic uncle, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, the crazy part about the other uncle, Uncle Bigot, he wasn't as drunk, and he'd literally start a phrase with, you know, the thing with the blacks, and you're like, Jesus Christ, uncle.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, not anymore. Yeah, come on.
No. I know. So, listen, we had to move on to other things to offend. Now you've gotten to Santa Claus, which I love.
Santa Claus for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, and he can't stop sending D pics. Apparently, there's a bit of a penis gate going on in the North Pole.
It's not your average Christmas show. It's kind of like The Crown. It's all about the politics and the scandals at the North Pole and the pole. You learn sort of what's going on behind the scenes with Mrs. Claus and Santa's relationship and his relationship with the elves and what affairs might be going on and who's trying to overthrow Dad to become the new Santa Claus. It's absolutely hilarious.
That's fantastic. There's some patricide that happens during the event.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but there's a lot of craziness going on. It's not Christmas Day.
Isn't it the most fun though to create something like this? So absurd and somewhat offensive because, you know, sacred cows. What the old saying? Sacred cows make the best steaks, right?
I feel there's a time for everything. I'm on a lot of different kinds of cartoons, but this one has an absolutely fantastic cast and. With Jillian Bell and Colin Jost, Nicole Byer, Sashir Zameda, Tim Simmons, the writing is amazing. Teddy and Bass wrote it. It's this one's a bit of a crazy one. It's not for the kids. Definitely not for the kids.
No, and can you imagine how great it would have been if we would have had adult cartoons as kids? Like, really solid, dirty, like, way adult humor. Because we lived for that. You know, we had to get ours through audio. It was always Cheech and Chong, you know, albums or a George Carlin album. Because that's the way we had kind of had to get our societal observations.
Yeah, don't you miss that in a way?
Yeah.
I kind of miss the idea of, like, a kid coming to school and being like, you have to listen to this tape. It's insane. Of, like, some crazy thing that was passed down of, like, Jerky Boys. Like, but those can't make five phone calls anymore, right? They know your number.
Oh, are you kidding me? This kid at work here, just one of the super new Gen Z offended by everything. Like, you know, it's all a pronoun. And I'm like, hey, let me go ahead and give you a treat. And just went ahead and shared an Andrew Dice Clay record with him and just hit send and shared and went, enjoy. Enjoy what you hear now.
Yikes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different time.
Yeah. But you know what? It's comedy, that's the thing that scares me. Comedy should be comedy, and we all know what hateful comedy is. There's a huge difference. If you're offended, then don't listen, don't come, don't watch, don't buy a ticket. You know, but hateful, there's a huge difference. We all hear intent when we hear comedy, you know?
A giant difference, sure.
Yeah, it's I hope you get a little controversy about the poll. I mean, you better. I mean, that's what'll keep it alive, right?
About a Santa Claus doing cocaine. I'm sure there's a lot worse. The president has done worse. I feel like not even crazy anymore.
Oh, dude, it's I'm really looking forward to
the old president.
Sure, the good presidents did blow. JFK did blow. We interviewed his like what would be his PA now. It was really like his right hand guy, and he was there for years. And he talks about walking in and seeing him do it, and then JFK saying, don't worry, it's for my back. And, like, you know, he'd see Marilyn Monroe come in, and they were doing rails. And I'm like, yeah, he was pretty young. He was still good to go, hanging out with Frank Sinatra. Why wouldn't he be doing those things?
Wow, dude, yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, but don't you...
I wonder what the equivalent of Biden hanging... Ooh, like, Biden hanging out with, like, what, Justin Bieber? Is that the same? Or is this Sinatra now? No.
No, we'll see Snoop roll into the White House and Biden just high as F.
Oh, that would be the greatest, yeah.
Yeah.
Snoop for president in any form, I guess.
Right? And let's go ahead and make it weird. I'm a fan. Hell, they talked about the Rock running. And you know what? I don't really have a problem with that. I'd be like, why not?
Oh no! I love The Rock. I love him. I worked with him. He's a wonderful man. Maybe not for president. Let's get some. let's keep the ship upright for a little while.
Listen, this cartoon goes well. You could run for president. Anyone can run for president.
No, thank you. I'm good. I'll stick to making dumb jokes.
Dude. Listen, I see, and that's what I always think. If you have a good life, why would you ever court that? You know, man, if you can do what you really love, you're not in any great, terrible responsibility, you can put some money in your pocket, your people are smiling at you when you walk by, I'm like, why upset that? That seems to be the greatest life ever.
Well, especially, yeah, if you're not made for it, you know, if you're made for it and you want to, and you know, you want to, I help in my own way, but I'm much better at making jokes than being in charge.
Yeah. You were never the hall monitor.
More confidence in myself.
No, you're just not a rat or a snitch. You never wanted to be the president of your HOA, right?
I was the kid trying to make the hall monitor laugh.
Yes. Hey, Bobby, they're already giving me the wrap up, but I hope everybody checks out this new adult cartoon. I don't know who these publicists are, but I got Jake in the other room giving me the windmill. The poll debuts tonight at 10:15 on Sci-Fi. Bobby, anytime. Hey, by the way, I heard you're coming for Big Slick. You've been trying to, and we're going to get you this year.
Yeah, hopefully. I'll be there as soon as I can, the next one.
And the show would be great. All right. Bobby Moynihan, anytime. And if you come back to the Slick, we'd love to have you in the studio and hang out.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. Oh, thank you, guys. Yeah.